this gospel ends this section on persecution and moves on. But it puts the Christian life and Christian suffering in the context of the Trinity. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete comes, whom I will send from the Father," Paraclete, I will send from the Father. So we're given a glimpse, another glimpse, into the life of God. Most of the time, you see, when you in the first one of these Paraclete promises, how many are they, by the way? How many Paraclete promises? Five. It'll be something you can do today. You got the day off. Just read these chapters and count them. Usually the text is saying, you know, I will ask the Father and he will send. And this one, I will send. See, from the Father. The Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. It's very helpful when we have a text like this to write it out short. So you have to pay attention to every word. Now, who's a paraclete? What's a paraclete? I know that I've mentioned this before, but it might help to go back over it. Did I do it this Paschal time? I didn't, did I? No. Paraclete comes from parakalin, to call to one side. Paraklesis is an exhortation. When Paul, we just had it in the book of Acts a little while ago, when Paul and Barnabas went into a town and the leader of the synagogue said, if you have a word of paraklesis for the brethren, stand up and encouragement and so forth. But the whole structure, the whole role, parakletos, evokes the notion of a lawsuit, of some sort of juridical proceeding. And the parakletos is the one who stands by you, gives you ideas, supports you emotionally, you know, intercedes with the judge. In other words, his whole job is to protect you in a situation of legal confrontation. Why did our Lord, must have been our Lord who started this, you see, the structure, that function, is so specific to Hellenistic culture that the Jews didn't have an Aramaic word for it. We don't either. That's why we get counselor, advocate, all this stuff, you know? Would have just left it paraclete and explain it, could be better. And so they just said paraclete. Same thing in Aramaic, you know. So when our Lord described the Holy Spirit as this, actually, if you remember the first of these promises, and he will give you another paraclete. So who's the first paraclete? Jesus. And we can read that in the first letter of John in chapter 2. And if we do sin, we have a paraclete, Jesus the just one, who will intercede for us. See the paraclete? And so, see, here he's described as the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, from all eternity. If we ponder these things, the Holy Spirit opens them up for us. We're talking about the inner life of God and how it, in its abundance, pours out into us. You see? Why is he called the Spirit of Truth? Why did our Lord call him the Spirit of Truth? Well, remember what truth is in John, right? Truth in John is the eschatological manifestation of the Father. Jesus says, I am the truth. Since our Lord's present on earth, and especially since his death and resurrection, we know the Father. That's why the Holy Spirit, you see, poured into our heart, cries, Abba, Father. That's how he reveals the Father to each one of us. Here, the most interesting thing about these promises is it presupposes a situation of persecution. Presupposes it. The Christian is on trial. Always. The paradigm for this is chapter 9 in John, where we have the beggar on trial. Everybody wants to know, what did he do for you? Remember, time is the healing of the blind man. You know? And he says, look, all I know is, I went, I washed, I see. He told me to go and wash baptism, and I see. I know what he did for me, and I can tell you that. Now, if you guys want to start figuring out who he is, go right ahead. But I can tell you this much. But at the end of that chapter, if you remember, Jesus comes to him, and he's standing there in front of him. And he says, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, Lord? He says, you're seeing him. You are seeing him. With the eyes of your body, and with the eyes of your spirit. And he says, I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him. I'm trying to point out the Trinity pervades the life of the Lord and the life of the church. So the Paraclete comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. He will testify to me. And you also will testify. Augustine, who's always sensitive to these things, says, do you understand? He testifies interiorly to you. And you testify exteriorly to the world. The Holy Spirit does testify minute by minute in this world, but through the believers. But famous when we get there, we'll get it sooner or later, chapter 16. And why? Because you have been with me from the beginning. Oh, well, we weren't there at the beginning. Oh, yes, we were. Beginning means baptism. Yes, we were. Now, I told you all this so that you don't fall away. What does he mean? Look, my brothers, my sisters, you are bearing witness to a truth whom Satan hates, me. And so you are a beggar on trial. But don't worry. I've sent the Parakletos, who will console you, strengthen you, advise you, protect you. Don't worry. And that all day long, not just when they arrest us and do whatever. You see, this, I gave them to you to dwell in you. So he will testify and you will testify. I've told you this so that you may not fall away. See, so when things get tough, we sort of presume they got out of God's control. He's saying, look, before they start, I'm telling you they're going to happen. Don't get frightened. And don't think I've left you. Or don't think I've lost control of the world. I haven't. And I will bring this to a conclusion. And those who spend eternity with me will be worshiping in awe at the beauty and power and mercy of my plan. You see? Why will they do all this to you? Because they don't know the Father and they don't know me. Go on out on the street and ask the first 100 people you meet, do you know the Father? What are they going to say? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? See, the heart of Christian spirit is to know the Father. That's that prayer. He has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba. That doesn't mean we just say Abba, Abba like a parrot. It means that from the depth of our spirit, where the Lord reveals Himself, the Father reveals Himself, we pray, Abba. We can't stop ourselves from saying. You see? And then He says again, look, I'm telling you all this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. I didn't hide this from you. And the world is not out of my control. But we, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the mystery of freedom, still work through. And you? You need a paraclete so that you can witness. First, in yourself. We'll get there soon. When this paraclete, I will send you another one. And he will prove that the world is wrong. Remember that? About belief, about judgment, and God of condemnation. To whom is he going to prove the world wrong? If the world said, whoops, I was wrong, it wouldn't be world. He proves it to the spirit of the believer. The world is wrong. Now, that you know that, if you live everything I told you, then your life, community life, proves the world wrong. What's that mean? It means for a lot of world, they change. I was wrong. I was wrong about, you know, justice and justification and truth. And I was wrong. How do I know I'm wrong? I see your life. I see how you live. I know the peace I feel in your midst. And so, through us, the Spirit proves the world wrong to convert it. But if it doesn't convert, well, we know what happens. So do you see? This is a long sermon, but we got a lot of time today. I'm quitting in just a minute, though. But you see, so the role of the paraclete is to form us interiorly from the beginning, from baptism. But he's also to form a community of believers who, as a community in their very life and in their openness and in their hospitality and in their forgiveness, bear witness to the wonder and beauty and light of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So the paraclete's witness is in the community. And we'll come to where he starts to talk that way. When the advocate comes, the paraclete, advocate, you see there, I don't know why they do this. We ought to just leave it paraclete and then explain it. I mean, because, anyway. When the paraclete comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of truth proceeds from the Father. He will testify to me, first to you. He will testify and tell you who I am, and you don't grasp that until you know who the Father is. But that's the work of the Spirit. And he does that, my poor little friend, as you stand there on trial. Every day. And when the world is not after us, well, Satan is. Huh? To get us to sin, to get us to doubt, to get us to hang on to enmity, you know, whatever. But he will bear witness.